Welcome to the Garage Series from New Orleans. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Amanda Lefebvre.
So today we're going beyond just the client stack. We're actually talking about all of Office. Mm-hmm. This is part of a six-part series we're doing from New Orleans. And
right.
Today we're going to talk about web apps on the show.
Right. We're going to share a little more detail. Last month we actually announced our roadmap. And today we're going to share more detail about how we're bringing more of Office to the Office web apps, making it easier for users to start and finish projects in the web.
Right, and also bring more platform support across more
right.
device types. So basically wherever the user goes, he can get an Office experience that's excellent.
And in addition to the new co-authoring work that we're working on, we actually have some great stuff to show you today. So if you're using, if you've been using Office, or if you're interested in thinking about using the web apps, now's a great day to see what's coming. We've got stuff in the hopper being worked on in Redmond today. We're going to show it to you for the first time.
Right, and we actually gave early access to a local garage band in New Orleans who wrote a song.
Co-authoring, right? Yes, it's exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Looking forward to seeing how that turns out. So before we get started, though, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
Microsoft has had co-authoring available in Office, starting with which release? Is it A, Office 2007, B, Office 2010, or C, Office 2013?
So stay tuned to the end of the show, we'll have the answer to the trivia question. So Amanda,
yes.
We've been doing web apps for quite a few years now.
We have. And we've been sharing a little more detail about what's coming in the future with the web app. So it's great to kind of take a look back so that we can forecast what's coming with Office web apps over the next several months.
Right.
So as you probably know, we've been building Outlook on the web for over a decade. So around the 2000 era. So we have a long history of building web apps.
Seems like I've been using OWA forever.
Right. And it's a great example of, at the beginning, it was really just a simple web client that you could use to access your web mail from wherever you are. But over the years, it's really become a very rich web application. And sometimes I even have a hard time seeing the difference between my Outlook on the desktop and Outlook on the web.
Right.
And then as we progressed in 2010, as we talked about earlier, we brought the rest of the core apps to the desk, to the web. So Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and OneNote, bringing more power and bringing more tools to the web and enabling new scenarios. So now people that aren't even used, don't even have Office, I can work with them with confidence knowing that I have the tools to collaborate with them.
And really, as connections and device types and touch devices proliferate, we've had to evolve that even more with
exactly.
this last release.
With the last release, we really deepened the tools that we had available, really focusing on core areas around collaboration, bringing more authoring tools as well, and then exactly, more device and touch scenarios. So now we have editing available on tablets, such as Windows 8 tablets, and also on iPads as well. So we're really deepening that as well. So we're excited to bring more and more tools. But as we move forward, I want to make sure that we are bringing more end-to-end scenario as well to customers.
Right, and there's so many features that we need to draw from in terms of what we actually build into the web app.
Right, we've been building Office for over 25 years, so there's a ton of things we have to consider to bring to the web. And then we also have new scenarios opening up on the web. So it's really all about prioritization.
Right. So speaking of prioritization, I've actually got Dan Zarzar here, leading Office Web Apps Engineer from the Office Engineering team. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy.
So like Amanda mentioned, we have so many different things we can draw from in terms of features. So how do we prioritize actually what goes into our web apps?
Well, Jeremy, we spend a lot of time talking to our customers to figure out what are the next set of most valuable features that we can add to the web apps. For example, we actually read every single piece of feedback that gets submitted to the web apps to help us make the right decisions on what to build next.
Right, and one of those things that we blogged about was real-time co-authoring. So what's really the backstory to that?
Yeah, we're focusing a lot on our upcoming releases to improve the collaboration story across the board. And we're doing that by having deeper integration into social activities. For example, we're integrating deeper into Yammer. As well as integrating deeper into SharePoint and Exchange as well. As part of that, we're introducing real-time co-authoring, which will really improve the way and the experience that two people have when they're working together on the document at the same time.
Very cool. And I know that a lot of people have tablet devices, things like iOS or Android tablets. Yep. You've been doing a lot of work there, right?
Yes. As browsers have advanced across all these devices, we have been able to take advantage of more and more of the browser capabilities to deliver the same rich experience that you have authoring on your browser across all of these devices. And that also includes all the co-authoring capabilities that we're introducing.
Awesome. Thank you. Great work, Dan. So, Amanda,
yes.
Why don't you take us through a quick demonstration of all these features at work?
Sounds great. So here I have, actually, none of this is available today. It's just a production, some of the production work that the team back in Redmond is working on. So it really is a sneak peek. We haven't shown it before. This is the first look.
Exciting. Cool.
So let me just get started. We're going to start in Word, actually. So as we've always talked about, one of the big things we care about in the Word web app or in all the web apps is fidelity. So you can see here a really high fidelity view of the document. And then you can also see the people have actually joined in this into the document and they're co-authoring with me. We're adding find and replace. You can see that there. We're also adding headers and footers and footnotes and the ability to show comments or add comments in your editing view. Here on the left-hand side, I'm actually editing the document and you can see my co-author on the right-hand side. You see where the red cursor is, that's where my co-author is. I can see where they are and the things that they're adding right into the document.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
So this is stuff that's not available quite yet, but coming
That's right.
very soon.
So, and now we just added a table, which you're able to do previously. However, now we're actually able to add formatting. That's going to be a new feature coming out in the next several months.
Awesome.
So I've added it here on my side. I'm updating the content there. My co-author can see that new table and the formatting that I've applied, maybe changing some of the styles of the content. And as I update it, my co-author sees it. And now my co-author can actually go into that table and edit it as well. So we really are working in real time here in a very seamless way.
Great. So speaking of tables, Excel, we've done some work there as well, right?
We have done some work in Excel. Excel is a great one. It's a really rich app. And here we have a pretty complex workbook. We're going all the way to the bottom of this list. And now you can see autofill happening here. It's actually pulling up recent completions there and auto-completes for me. Mm-hmm. And then also data validation is a feature that a lot of people have cared about.
Wow, that's huge.
It enables the creator of this workbook to preset the things that they
and
want
that wasn't
to enter.
Working before now.
It wasn't available before. Here we actually have freeze panes. So I can look at a very kind of a large workbook and navigate it really easily. Now moving on to charting. So here we have a chart that's built on some of the data that's in the table. I can actually see presence where I am, and my co-author can see where I am in the cell, from a cell level.
Great.
And then as I change the data in the table, the graphic updates real time. So both of us can see that change automatically. So that really does make it a much easier way to
you
be working
together. You don't have to do
together.
The save button thing,
nope,
and it's just
it's
coming
just
up real time.
Automatic,
cool.
Real time. And then next we're going to move to PowerPoint.
One of our favorites.
I'm on the left and my co-author's on the right. Here I'm adding a new slide, but it's actually giving me thumbnails of the slide layouts that I can choose from right here in the PowerPoint web app. As I add it, my co-author can see it. And then my co-author is now actually adding a slide title. So really seamless co-authoring, really seamless ability to work together.
Great.
Now adding SmartArt here, that's one of the great tools in PowerPoint and also available in PowerPoint web app, making it really easy to move a bulleted list into a rich graphic. So I made it here, and as soon as I made it, my co-author can see it. And not only can they see it, they can now edit it, the content, and also the formatting. So it's not just
Great.
About the editing of the text and co-authoring of text. It's about the entire document, from graphics to formatting to the visuals.
Yes, this isn't quite available just yet, but
nope.
It's on the horizon, imminent.
It's in the works now. We've got people working rapidly back in Redmond, available over the next several months.
Yes, but as I mentioned in the beginning, we actually gave a sneak peek to a local garage band.
Wow, I can't wait to
see if
this.
They could write a song using the pre-release code of the Office
really
web apps.
Really put it through paces
and real-time co-authoring.
Great.
So let's take a look.
Well, she ain't no. Well, she ain't no one trick pony. Well, she ain't no one trick pony. see no one chick pony. La da 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 da. Well, she ain't no one chick pony. Well, she ain't no one chick pony. La da 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 da.
Wow, that was awesome.
I love seeing the real-time co-authoring in action.
Especially with a blues band.
Yeah, you can't beat
that. That real New Orleans flavor that we infused into everything. So we actually had a trivia question today.
Microsoft has had co-authoring available in Office starting with which release? Is it A, Office 2007, B, Office 2010, or C, Office 2013?
I bet you guys know the answer.
Yes, it was B, Office 2010.
Right, and Office for Mac, don't forget that.
2011, that's absolutely right, Amanda.
Yeah, so actually the 2010 was when we first introduced co-authoring, and we actually showed you the progression of what we're doing, what's coming out in the next several months. Real-time co-authoring for us means you can actually see where your co-authors are in the document, and then also see what they're typing. So that's really how we're moving the ball forward there. In addition, we're working on bringing more devices, more support for devices. So broad browser support makes it more, Office web apps more accessible to more people and more places.
Right. And we're excited to be delivering all these new capabilities to you guys over the next few months.
And I know I want to thank you on behalf of all the blues bands out there that are writing songs using our Office apps. So these topics and more are going to be available on Microsoft.com/garage. Next week, we'll have even more Office content coming to you from New Orleans, so we'll see you then.
That's awesome.